93.7 The River, River City's classic rock Dog and Joe show. And I know you can't see this because it's radio, but most days, you know, we're in here for 4 hours a day. Joe spends, I think, 3.5 looking at dating websites, looking at his phone, trying to find damsels in distress, looking for love in all the wrong places, quite honestly. And we talked about this today. We had a big party last night here. And what Joe told us, or told me, was, you know what? I'm going to take her home tonight.
I don't know why you keep saying this over and over again. This is a false.
A girl that we were. Did you or did you not tell me that you were going to take her home?
No, I didn't say that.
You did?
No, I think it's something that rhymed with home.
You're going to take her to the Dome?
I think that's what I was talking
about. You're going to take her to Rome.
I said we were going to watch that new show, the Under the Dome.
I want to take her back and show her my comb. What was it that I heard?
I think something like that. The comb, the dome. Yeah. I know nothing about home.
Yes.
I wasn't even driving.
Joe, you know, a little down on his luck when it comes to relationships. And Joe,
is he?
Joe, well, I don't know. Is he?
Well.
The way you act and carry yourself, yeah. Joe needs a lover. And yesterday he told me, he's like, yeah. He goes, you know what? Tonight I'm going to take her home. So I got here today. I said, so, did you take her home? And Joe said, no, I didn't take her home. And it's a woman that we work with here.
Oh, God, it is not.
It is, and it is, and it is. And for those out there that listen to the River program here on the morning, just come up to me, ask me, who is it that Joe claimed he was going to take home last night? I'll tell you.
No, you won't.
Yeah,
no,
I will.
Don't ask him. That's stupid. This is all a lie. I don't know why we're doing this today. I was a very nice friend to you during your sickness.
So for all the people out there, you know, in committed relationships, you know, okay, everything's going good for us. I've been married 22 years. Joe wishes he had someone to come home to at night. He misses his ex. I'll be truthful, though. Isn't that true?
Yeah. There's a few nights during the week, maybe.
You say that, man, I wish I still had that going on.
Yeah.
But what about all the people right now that are in horrible relationships that wish they were where Joe is? Because you got to think, for every almost 22-year marriage, and I'm not going to say all 22 years were just perfect, you know, it takes a lot of work, and it takes a lot of yelling and a lot of screaming and a lot of sit downs and a lot of time and effort to get to 22 years of marriage. I don't care who you are.
I believe that.
But for everyone out there that loves their wife or their husband, there's also people that are in marriages right now, relationships that hate it.
True.
Absolutely wish they were where Joe is. They look at Joe and they're like, man, I envy you, bro. You're on the radio. You got an ugly haircut. Man, you got the world in your palm.
I don't know if that second thing would come out of their mouth.
You should be out there, dragon slaying, man. I wish I could get rid of my hag wife or my dirtbag husband. I wish I could be you. So there's a flip side of that coin. A lot of people look up to you because you are single. If you were out dating, I might look up to you a little bit, but you don't.
I don't know. I do. I mean, I've been on dates, lots of them.
Had you taken the chick home that you said you were going to take home last night, I would have been, wow, all right, Joe.
Okay. First things first, no one said that. Second thing, that's probably an undoable feat, so I can't imagine I would have said that unless I had a couple of cocktails.
Oh, sure, it's an undoable feat. That's why we're talking about it on the radio. That's why it makes me so excited to say it. And don't make me out to be the liar. You said it. You're giggling right now, and you're pissed that I'm telling people.
I'm not giggling.
Yeah, you are.
No one can hear a smile on my face.
Yeah, they can. You said it. You said, all this bravado, too. I'm going to take her home tonight.
God, stop it. What are you doing to me right now? Why are you doing this to me?
So I ask those who are in relationships, who have been in relationships, what's the craziest thing you've done to escape, to get out of the relationship?
Oh.
What lie did you tell? What extreme did you go for? What did you lie about? Yeah, what did you tell others about this person? How did you get out of this awful relationship? And the reason I ask that is because Malcolm Applegate, 62-year-old English dude, okay? All he wanted to do all day and night was garden. Like to go out in his backyard and plant stuff, water stuff, trim stuff. It's all he wanted to do.
All right.
His wife one day says, hey, Malcolm, you're spending too much time out there. I want you to be in here with me. He's like, okay. So years and years of this goes by. All he wants to do is garden. Obviously, he's not happy or he'd want to be with her. So he continues to garden. She says, I don't want you to garden anymore. So one day, Malcolm, he just gets on his bicycle. He just starts riding. Doesn't say goodbye to her. Doesn't say bye to his family. He just rides. Rides until his legs are tired. Pulls over to store. He's going to get something to eat and drink. His bike gets stolen. Comes out, his bike's gone. So he starts walking. He just keeps walking. 3, 4, 5. Walks into the forest.
Away from his home.
Yeah, just keeps going.
Okay.
Doesn't want to be there.
All right.
Keeps walking. Keeps trucking. finds a hillside deep in the forest, and he just says, well, I'm not going home. I'm living here. And that's what he did.
He just walked into the forest?
He bicycled and walked right out of town, right into the woods, and set up shop, and he camped. He's been gone for 10 years. Now he's back.
10 years?
He's been gone 10 years, but he camped and hid out in the forest for 5 years. Then when he got tired of doing that, he got odds and ends jobs here and there, and he was gone. No one heard from him. His wife thought he vanished, thought he was kidnapped, thought he died, family. He said, screw this. Screw you. You're not going to let me garden? I'm going to go live in the forest. And he's an old guy.
My God.
He was 52 years of age when he just threw the bird in the air and said, I'm out. And he jammed. Now he's back. They don't have the wife's account of what happened or what she says.
Did he go back to the wife?
No, he didn't go back to the wife, but he came out of hiding.
Okay.
So people now know where he is.
What a crazy thing.
So I ask you, what's the crazy thing you did to escape? Either someone that you hated, maybe it was a bad relationship, could have been abusive. What extreme or lie or thing did you have to do to cut that tether to get away? Because I'm telling you, someone right now, man or woman, they're listening to this, and they're in hell. They're living in misery. They're going to have to go home tonight. They're going to have to spend a weekend with someone that they can't stand.
Why do people do that, I wonder?
They're doing it for the kids. You know, maybe there's a birthday party. They don't have the courage to tell them. They don't know a better way. They're scared to face the world alone. They don't have money. They think that because they're married, they should stay married, even though they're miserable. I don't know. I don't know why people do it, but there's people out there listening right now that are disgusted. It's the weekend, and they're going to have to be trapped, possibly, with this person they hate.
Oh, my God. That would be an awful thought to have on a Friday. That's what you're thinking before you go into your weekend?
I'm not saying that I have that thought or that should.
But there are that have them.
Yeah, and I feel bad for these people. So, 766-9370, craziest thing you've done to escape a relationship and or marriage.
That's a good one.
And I want the juicy details. I want the betrayal, and I want the quarreling and the lies and the good webs of deception.
I'd like to hear some of these stories. I feel bad for you guys that would be going through this right now. That's rough.
766-9370, you on the phone after Aerosmith.